Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
River Rock Outfitter, our focus this morning, April Peterson and Keith Peterson in this morning. Good morning to both of you. It is so good to see you in this setting.
Good morning, Ted.
Yeah, good morning, Ted. Great to be back.
We have all kinds of things that we could talk about, but we're not going to talk about because we're going to go back. It was really, I really think it was about this time last year, you two came in and we did a show talking about the summer or spring and summer activities, and then you all became busy in the fall with a move. You're now, yep. We'll talk about that in a second. And then everything else happened. And so there are plenty of other shows that we'll talk about everything else that has happened. But I just thought for at least just to be able to talk about some other things today, we're gonna talk a lot about just what you do in the outdoors and getting involved. First of all, for those, and I'm sure you still have people. Do you have people that still go over to Sophia Street looking for you?
All the time. And it's really funny because they'll still find us because they'll go to the window, they see that we're not there, they'll look us up on Google, and then they'll come running down to our shop and they'll say, "We thought you closed down."
Or we'll get like a panicked, you know, Facebook question,
yeah.
Or a panicked email saying, "Oh my gosh, did you guys shut down?" And yeah, there's always a little bit of a learning curve to try to educate everybody that we're just two blocks up.
I'm sure it is because there have been times I've come over to see you, and I've just instinctively gone over and sometimes parked in the parking lot over there, and then realize, oh wait, you're not here anymore.
Far more though, the reverse happens.
Yeah.
Where people come in the shop and they're like, "Wow, you know, Fredericksburg always needed an outdoor store." And it was really funny because at Christmas time, our staff, they took it so personally. They would get so frustrated when people would do that because they're like, "We've been here for 5 years, you know?"
Yeah.
And I finally had to sit them down and say, "Just tell them we're so happy to be here. Just mm-hmm. let it go. We're so happy that they're finding us and we're happy to be here." And now the staff, yeah. They get really excited when new people come in and discover us. But that's the whole reason why we moved is no one ever just sort of discovered us on Sophia Street because nobody walks Sophia Street. So you kind of had to know that we were there. It took a whole lot of work to market River Rock.
Yeah.
And in our new space, really not so much because so many people get their coffees at Hyperion. It's a very busy intersection in Fredericksburg. And so it's just very easy to stumble upon us now. And we have so many people who never heard of us coming into shop. And I think, you know, you kind of, things happen for a reason. I mean, you work really hard to try to make smart decisions.
Yeah.
But I think especially now with what we're going through, it was just such a smart decision for us to get off of Sophia Street.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just remember it was back in October, you know, talking about people not realizing we were there. And it was kind of the big conversation that I had with somebody. We were either putting tape on the windows or loading stuff up. And a guy was walking by our new location on William Street. And he asked, "Hey, do you know what's going in there?" And I said, "It's going to be an outdoor gear shop." And he goes, "Wow, Fredericksburg could really use one of those."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, we've been here for 5 years, pal. Like, literally, I can almost see our other shop."
But you know what the best part is, though, Ted? I have not lost sleep one night.
Yes.
Over is my building going to flood? Because
yeah.
Normally in spring, that's what we're thinking about is, oh gosh, what are the water levels? You know, how close are they going to get to the back?
Yeah.
Do we have to worry about,
and if this building floods, then there's a much bigger problem.
And we're coming up to the anniversary of just a couple of years
yeah.
ago.
Absolutely.
When you literally lived that.
Yep. We did. And it's so funny because our building right now is a fallout shelter for Fredericksburg. So it's like the exact opposite, like the walls, the floors, everything is real thick concrete. So we have issues with like cell phone signals and Wi-Fi reception. But we tell everybody, we're like, if this building's not gonna, you know, doesn't move when there's
yeah.
wind, it's not leaking when it rains, and it sure as heck's not gonna flood. So I like being in a fallout shelter.
Well, and you think about it, when you talk about location, 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 you're exhibit A of what that means, because River Rock is a very unique store. It always has been. And for so many people to come in and just say, you know, wow, Fredericksburg needed this.
Well, yeah, and being on William Street really is different just because you've got, you know, Caroline, kind of the historic Main Street area, you know, where, you know, that's where everything started. But then now all the new development is going up on William Street. So, yeah. You know, where we are is really the connector between the old downtown area and the new development. So you just have people going up and down William Street all day long, every single day, which is, you know, we knew that the foot traffic would be an issue on Sophia Street, but now that we have moved to William Street, we did not really anticipate how much more of a benefit being in a more visible location actually would be when it comes to just, you know, foot traffic and people coming in and out of the store.
It's also interesting just the look and feel of the space, how much of a difference that is as well. We loved our spot on Sophia Street. It was rugged.
It was.
It felt like an outdoor gear shop. But that would also scare some people away who didn't consider themselves to be outdoorsy because it did feel very gear shop focused. And now our new shop, It's polished up a bit, so I think that we get a different clientele coming in, realizing that, you know, outdoor gear, clothes, and shoes are great for anybody, even if you're not, you know, aggressively hitting the trail or the river. So we have a whole new client base there, and it's fun because just like when we first moved in 2014, we get to introduce a whole new clientele to the joys of being in the outdoors, which is what we enjoy doing at River Rock.
Yeah, and really, you know, and it's kind of, you know, our original business model has always been focusing on really providing gear to everybody. And we see we have a much greater opportunity of doing that on William Street than we did on Sophia Street, simply because of the location. We get random people who are coming in. Like April said, people used to think of the Sophia Street shop as, oh, that kayak place or that, you know, it's really more like the pure outdoor enthusiast would go into that shop. Whereas here, we kind of get the wide range of everybody, you know, who's coming into the door.
Somebody who just wants to buy some of the clothes that are cool and might not do a lot. It's at 215 William Street, and you're right across from the Fredericksburg Area Museum,
yep,
which is a great in Market Square and in all of that. The other thing I thought, because when you were on Sophia Street, really your sign was a little circle sign that came off the building. You can't miss it. The River Rock Outfitters. I remember walking by the day you had your person putting up the signage, and I just thought, wow, that is going to just pop out. And it has.
Totally different. And the fact that I've got windows, you know, that's another thing about retail is you've got to have that store frontage where you can decorate a window, where you can put up signs. And in those historic buildings downtown, sometimes that's a little bit more difficult. And our shop just is more geared towards being a retail shop, which is nice.
April Peterson here, Keith Peterson here, River Rock Outfitter. Our focus are at 215 William Street. When we come back, we're going to jump in and talk about some of the things that you can do around the area, because there are lots of things to do these days, and we'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
We are talking River Rock Outfitter this morning. April Peterson and Keith Peterson here, River Rock at 215 William Street in downtown Fredericksburg. Boy, you hear this time of year, and with what we're dealing with, that places like bike shops have been real busy. I would think that would also extend to what you do, that you give people an option to get out, and you can pretty much do everything you used to be able to do.
What an amazing blessing for us that, I mean, we talk about it, we've been talking about it, that 2020 is the year of the outdoors. I think people are discovering that they have a really cool outdoor scene here in Fredericksburg. It's amazing.
Yeah.
When you just drive down Riverside Drive or Fall Hill, you'll see it just on our asphalt heritage trail. It's so crowded, you can't get past people. You see them with kayaks, you see them with tubes, you see them fishing, you see them biking, you see them walking on the trail. And that's just our, like, inner city trail. That's not including Mott Reservoir. You go down River Road, and there are cars parked literally parallel on River Road because there's so many people going to Mott Reservoir, riding their bikes, hiking. It's just, it is, it's the year of the outdoors, and which has worked out great for us because we've seen so many people that we wouldn't have seen because they're recognizing, hey, you know, we've dreamt about getting a kayak. We've thought about it for years and years and years. We're just deciding now's the time to do it. You know, mom and dad, many of them are working from home. They're with the kids more often. They've got more free time. And isn't that the sort of the best thing that has come out of all of this?
Yeah.
Is just that increased family time and being able to spend some extra time in the outdoors that you wouldn't normally have had because we've eliminated commuting times and so many of those other barriers to getting outdoors with your family.
So I've seen a lot of people have been, I've seen it on Facebook where people just out of, and people you wouldn't always expect out of the blue saying, you know, I bought a kayak today.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult to do something like that? If you, should you take some sort of classes, courses before you get involved in some things like this?
I don't think that you need courses, but I do think that, you know, we very much appreciate all the people who have been coming to River Rock. And I think one of the reasons why they come to us is because we spend a lot of time with each of our customers walking through exactly what they need to do to recreate safely.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see on Fall Hill, even the Swift Water Rescue guys have put up these huge banners by Heritage Trail saying, guys, like, keep us safe by you being safe, wear your life vest. And that's one of the things we'll work with all of our customers on and really fight them before they leave out the door, making sure that they also purchase a life vest to get out on the water. And I've seen sort of some pros and cons. One, it gets us able to educate our customers on how to be safe when they go outdoors. But when I drive past the river, especially as a ACA certified paddling instructor, man, it's scary when I see all these people out there, you know, throwing in their tubes or throwing in their kayaks without being prepared. And so, you know, I appreciate this platform as always. We talk all the time about life vest safety. And I think maybe I'm talking to the choir with your audience, but just the importance now, even more than ever, hospitals are too busy. You don't want to be the person that gets sent to the hospital when hospital staff are trying to take care of, you know, serious patients, mm-hmm. Because you did something silly when it was easy prevention.
Yeah. And then on the, you know, on the sales side as well, one thing that, you know, a lot of people don't understand is, you know, their kayaks, different kayaks are meant for different purposes. So, you know, that's one thing that we do as a small business is we, like April just said, we spend a lot of time with each and every customer talking through what do they want, what are they going to be doing, where are they going to be paddling, and even, you know, if they may not even know where they're going to paddle, but we can help talk them through that. And that's one thing that, you know, is nice just about a small business in downtown Fredericksburg is we take that time, we understand the area, we understand the requirements, you know, we can really put the person in the right kayak for them.
We tell people all the time, they'll come in and they'll say, I want a kayak, and they just expect our sales team to take them right back to the kayaks and
you know,
throw them in one. Yeah. And it's anything but that. Before we even take them to see the kayak room, we stop them and say, well, we've got a few questions for you. You know, where do you plan on paddling? Like, talk to us a little bit about when you close your eyes and you dream about being on the water. What does that look like for you?
Yeah.
Is it reservoirs? Is it lakes? Is it big water paddling, ocean paddling? Do you want to be on the river? What does that look like? What are your health concerns? And we ask them like a series of, you know, 20 questions just to kind of paint a picture. I tell my customers all the time, I consider myself a matchmaker, you know, it's matching the right kayak to the right person, because the worst thing is to get a kayak. You were expecting to be able to go upriver. You want to do the Rapidan, Rappahannock, you know, moving kind of riffles and rapids, and you get a boat that you're dragging through the rocks because it was the wrong boat for you.
Yeah.
Or you're bouncing off of rocks and get a hole in your boat and you're coming to me wondering, you know, why that happened. And it's like, hey, we talked about it. You didn't want, you know, you don't want to get that boat, that cheap boat with cheap plastic because you're wanting to, you know, bounce off the rocks on the top of the river. So it's a matchmaking game for us. And it's fun to do that. It's fun when somebody shares on Facebook or they come back and send us a message or give us a review saying, oh my gosh, you know, that hour you spent with me, I didn't know why we were doing that. I just wanted to buy a kayak, but man, I can't thank you enough. We got the perfect one and had a great day. That's exactly, you know, and I think I can speak for my whole team, and it's why I took it so seriously to keep my team employed, because I know that each of them feels the exact same way. That's what they live for. It's not the sale or ringing something up and, you know, the customer walking out of the door and having cash in our hands. It's literally, did we make them, help them find that perfect purchase so they can get outdoors and get outdoors safely.
Right. Yeah. Because you go in and you look and you think, you know, that will look good on top of my car. And, you know, that, but if it's not the right one, it's not the right one.
And I wish customers could see, and I mean this very sincerely, is that when we buy, it is like this lengthy, sometimes painful process, because I'll go through books and there's so much we could put in our shop, and we choose not to put all those things in the shop for a reason. We're picking exactly what people need for the trails and for the waterways and for the rocks right here in our area.
Interesting.
Everything in our shop is picked for that reason. So when somebody comes in and they're looking for stuff, it's why when we take them to the shoe section, we spend, before we even say, I think this shoe, you know, don't pick it based off of color. Let me ask you 20 questions. Let me find out where you're going, because I picked each of these shoes on this wall for a very particular reason, and we want to make sure that we match that perfect shoe so that when you get out there on trail, you're happy and your feet are happy and you want to get back out there again. So from the moment we open up a catalog and buy, everything is being bought for a very particular reason, which is why we take so much time with every single customer that comes through the door.
I have shoes and I have a light that I can put on my forehead that I bought there.
We just need to get you on top of old Rag.
I know. That's the next thing. You mentioned earlier about you know, seeing people not wearing life jackets, and I do too. I go down by, walk along the river, and I look out and I just think nobody. I mean, you talk about that. You know, even the best people who know what they're doing and are good swimmers need to have a life jacket.
And I just, for the life of me, can't figure out why. There isn't a great excuse for it. Tan lines, that's not a good excuse. You know, they're not comfortable, that's not a good excuse. There are amazing life vests that offer you all the flexibility and comfort. You just need to go ask for it. But I think people misunderstand that it's for an emergency. So if you don't know when that's going to happen, that's by design, that's what an emergency, by definition, that's what an emergency is. You have it on just in case you tip your kayak and hit your head on a rock. It's hot out there, you know, and you're not hydrating appropriately. You put in upriver because you don't realize how long it's going to take you to float in a tube all the way downtown. People talk to us all the time about getting caught where it's after dark when they're taking their tubes off the river. All of those reasons, that's why you wear a vest.
And I think a lot of people also use the excuse that they, oh, it's really shallow, I can see the bottom, you know, right where I'm putting in. What people don't realize is it changes. I mean, it's a river, you know. Some areas are really shallow, some areas are pretty deep, and then you never know. It could be something where we get a lot of rain, like we saw, you know, a couple of years ago out, you know, not even much rain here, but out in Culpeper and up on the Rapidan and further out on the Rappahannock. And next thing you know, in a couple hours, you could have a lot of water that comes down. And it can end up being in a relatively dangerous situation. But, you know, and also one thing that we try to do is the way that they design these PFDs and life jackets now is they're pretty darn comfortable, you know, and they're a little bit more low profile. It's not the same thing that you used to see at summer camp or you used to wear with your parents. You know,
orange ones.
Exactly. No, it's a, you know, they're comfortable. They're not huge and bulky. And, you know, when we go out and paddling, we always wear one, and I never take it off just because it doesn't bother me. It doesn't feel like it's something that shouldn't be there. They're relatively comfortable. So, you know, you got to just get past that perception, get past that mindset of, oh, I don't want to wear this thing because of X, Y, and Z. But really, you know, they're there for a purpose, and we always highly encourage people to have one.
And they're cool. You know, it's like skateboarders and snowboarders and skiers. For the longest time, they didn't wear helmets, and now all of a sudden – you would look silly if you weren't in a helmet. Like, you look cool because there are cool helmets. Life vests are the same way. They're cool.
Well, and so you River Rock was involved and a big supporter, and I think the project is still going on, where Fire and Rescue is putting up signs, has numbered along the river for to help rescue, and that's a great project.
Yeah, those mile markers are really cool. I mean, before, when you got into trouble somewhere on the river, you couldn't identify really where you were. Hey, the rock looks like this, and I'm by such and such tree. And now you can identify really where you are on the river. And I think we're going to have, and probably Swiftwater Rescue would tell you, fewer incidences where people have been sort of confused by distance of their paddle, but also where they are if they have to make a phone call.
RiverRockOutfitter.com is the website. River Rock Outfitter at 215 William Street. Keith Peterson and April Peterson here this morning. We need to take a quick break. We will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:29.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
River Rock Outfitter, our focus this morning. They are at 215 William Street. Yes, William Street. Up until now, every time we talked about Sophia Street, but William Street is where River Rock Outfitter is, right across from the Fredericksburg Area Museum. April Peterson is here. Keith Peterson is here. RiverRockOutfitter.com is the website. One of the things, April, that we always talk about, besides a couple of issues that I can always know that we're going to focus in on. We're going to talk about life vests and also about trash.
Yeah.
That's another big issue that you walk around on some of these trails. And Megana, your employee has gone over to Caledon and just found just a couple of people can dig up with trash. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Megana deserves like an award. We need to create some sort of city award for like trash cleanup, you know, because she's the number of trash bags she's collected over the years would probably surprise us all. But the really good news is that people are discovering that there's great power in being in the outdoors. It's like the governor said, he calls it Nature RX, but basically it's write a prescription for being in the outdoors. And he's right. And I think people are discovering that there's great stress relief in it. And they're also discovering that we have really cool trail systems right here in Fredericksburg. You know, we tell a lot of people, try to stay local right now. I mean, you don't want to, you know, potentially overrun other communities' systems. So stay here and enjoy what we have. And between, I mean, Fredericksburg is surrounded by really cool state parks, our local park systems. You know, I tell people that Stafford is like doing it right when it comes to their water. I mean, they have between the reservoirs and the beaches, and they've just got amazing places to paddle right now that we can stay right here and have plenty to do. But with that increased foot traffic on our trails, man, there's increased trash. And, you know, we talk a lot about it kind of in our outdoor industry, that it's not necessarily the regular outdoor people, because we all understand the importance of bring a trash bag along with you and pick it up as you go. But it's all the newbies that are discovering the power of the outdoors. And so, you know, really getting the message to them about understanding the importance of making sure that you pack it out. Whatever you bring in, pack it out. And it's super simple, some of these principles. It really is as easy as bring a trash bag with you and just pick it up if you see it on the trail. Help it out. And Caledon is a great example, because Caledon, those staff and volunteers there work really hard at keeping Caledon beautiful, and they do a fantastic job. But all that trash that's coming down the Potomac from Northern Virginia gets collected on the beaches, and it's hard to kind of keep up with that, because it's not the people who are walking on Caledon that are leaving that trash. It's trash that's coming down the Potomac and landing right on the beach. And so it takes really everybody working together to help keep our beaches and keep our trail systems beautiful. And I love seeing them nice and crowded. I love hearing the voices. You know, now when we used to like walk on Mott's Reservoir and never hear anybody. And we would say, gosh, why don't people know about Mott's? And now when you walk, you hear little kids laughing and you hear people talking and there's bikers and there's hikers. And it's just, I love that. It's cool. It's community. But we need to protect it if we're all going to be out there and enjoying it. So I think that's a River Rock message for sure. I'm telling you, we personally are getting our hands dirty. We're working hard to keep things clean. So many things that don't even get posted on social media that our team does to keep our trail systems and water beautiful. And I know that there are a lot of community members who are doing that, but I think that's our big message.
And it's the individual's responsibility, you know, especially now with the way everything is going. You know, you talk about, you know, positions that are being furloughed, people who are out of work. A lot of times, you know, when it comes to both the state and the national park systems, it's those individuals who spend the time maintaining the trails and keeping them clean. And especially now, you know, it really is the individual's responsibility to pack in, pack out, and make sure that they are, you know, leaving it just as they found it.
And don't count on the fact that there are going to be facilities where you're going. So, for instance, even at our local parks, I mean, you know, our parks and rec staff and our public works departments, they took a very serious blow with the furloughs that came down from the city. And so just because you have trash, put it in a trash bag, put it back in your car, and bring it home. Like, don't, just because there's a trash can there doesn't mean you should put your trash in it. There may not be somebody that can pick it up as quickly as they could before. And with our trails being inundated with people, those trash cans get super full. And then, you know, people are still shoving it in there, even though you see trash like hanging out of the trash can. Where do you think it's going to go before somebody's able to pick it up? That is your trash. Take it home. It's that simple. Just take it home. And, you know, other things when you think about facilities, you know, there may not be bathrooms available. So make sure that you think that through. There may not be stations where you can get water. So make sure that you're bringing that in. Make sure that you're bringing your own hand sanitizer and wipes and bring your face mask in case things get crowded. But just kind of be smart about it. Make sure, take care of your brother and sister, you know, the people that are out enjoying the trail with you, but also those maintainers that work really hard to keep these trail systems clean and beautiful for us to enjoy.
Yeah, we talk a lot about, you know, planning and being prepared, and that's just, you know, another facet to it is, you know, it's now another level of preparedness that you have to focus on before you go out, with the realization that, you know, there may not be facilities where I go. So how am I going to plan to take care of this? And once again, unfortunately, it's a lot of people who this is their first time. They're using this time as an opportunity to go out there and find a new trail or just get into being outdoors. And unfortunately, it's a lot of those individuals who don't quite understand that aspect of it. It's not just about, hey, I've got my water and I've got my hiking boots, I'm going to go. It's there's quite a few, you know, other things that you have to be prepared for if you're going to be spending an entire day outside.
Things are different this time. Usually this time of year, everything's wide open and opened up. This is because of what we're in, a lot of things are closed. Everything's not opened up. And I guess that's, I'm sure a lot of people do have questions or wonder or get disappointed. You go to some place and you find out it's closed or limited hours.
And that's been the hard thing. People early on wanted us to kind of keep track of that and inform them on Facebook as things were closing or things were opening. And slowly I started to realize it was not something I could keep up with. Mm-mm. Because every single state system, federal system, and even our local government facilities, they're all on different schedules. And so what we've been telling people is just monitor the sites, because Shenandoah National Park and our state parks, they're doing a really good job at educating people on what trails are open and what facilities are open. So just kind of know before you go. And we say that with everything. Know what the water levels are before you get out there. Know if your trail system is going to be open. Know what facilities are available so that you can best prepare your family. Just know before you go. But the really good news is most places are opening up and are available to people getting outside. You know, our parks and rec departments in Stafford and in Fredericksburg really did a great job to keep the facilities open during this time so that people could recreate locally. And now Shenandoah National Park is open in phase two. Our state parks are open. Widewater State Park, Caledon State Park, which we love, Westmoreland, really cool park systems to get out and enjoy with your family. And I've even, as the paddling instructor, obviously I'm really focused on water. But one of the things that I tell a lot of our paddlers is do something with your family where there's so many reservoirs here locally. People would be surprised by how many reservoirs are available to paddle on. Really easy paddles for your family. But maybe do a round robin where you discover all the reservoirs and spots Fredericksburg and Stafford. You know, that would be a fun game, and you can mark it off with your family and get to know some of those systems. But there's just, you can do the same thing with your local parks and trails. But now that we've got time on our hands and family schedules are different, maybe not inundating the trail systems on a Saturday, but get out on a Tuesday and enjoy it with a little bit more quiet. But yes, things are opening up. Just definitely follow their Facebook pages and their websites to kind of get an idea for hours and operations and facility availability.
April Peterson, Keith Peterson here with River Rock Outfitter on Newstalk 1230 WFVA, riverrockoutfitter.com. You're not able to do, I know, things like hikes and things like that you haven't been able to do just because of the social distancing. So I know some of the classes that you would normally do. So people have to be, you got to kind of follow things that you would normally do this time of year. This is not a normal kind of year.
No, it just isn't. Summer has been very different for us this year. You know, it's our park, Riverfront Park, is under construction. So we knew going into 2020 that we wouldn't be renting our gear. So we already anticipated a different type of summer, but definitely not being able to do our normal hikes and our paddles and our climb have been a little bit strange. You know, we filled in the gaps a lot with education on our social media pages, just keeping people informed on how to get outdoors and where to go. You know, Megana's still doing her clinics online, and Lawton and Jenna. And so there's still places where you can go to get information if you decide to get out there and enjoy the outdoors. We are expecting, especially now that we're in phase two, I've got a test kayaking class in the morning that I'm doing with some kids that I'm really excited about, just to kind of see how that process is going to work and can we keep our gear nice and clean and how is city docks and how do we operate with social distancing. So just, you know, our community should know that we're trying to do the best by our community and definitely keep our instructors and our staff safe. And we're hoping to be back in operational maybe towards the end of phase two, going into a phase three. But people shouldn't, and they haven't, waited for us, you know, because we can still do a lot of training and educating and getting people prepared to get outdoors, even when it's not with one of our guides or instructors. And that's been a ton of fun for us. And a ton of people are coming in, and they're showing us their family photos, and we're helping. And still talking to them a ton about getting outdoors. So.
And I guess there's that one-on-one. It's been more of just some of the training and talking about how to do things just one-on-one right now.
Yeah, people are still coming in and asking the questions. You know, they're still interested in going out. They're still interested in doing, you know, outdoor things. It's just, you know, maybe you're not going out there with a guide or instructor. But you can come in, ask the question, talk through the gear that you need, where you need to go, what are the expectations. And really, that's what, you know, our staff are really good at doing.
And I'll tell you, on March 15th, I mean, literally on March 15th, I had a meeting with all of our staff and said, guys, I don't know what this is going to look like. We don't know what it's going to look like. But the one thing I know for sure is we're social. That's what we do at River Rock. And we've got a platform, our social media platform, where we can still do that. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out a way to use it differently, where we're still giving all the great information that our community expects us to. But we just do it in a different way. And I think really since March, our staff has stepped up and really they've done that. We've produced so many different videos where from Jenna teaching you how to, maybe Ted, this is more your speed, but teaching where Jenna's teaching you how to color with nature.
Yes.
You know, get out and enjoy things calmly. And then you've got Megana still on there talking about how to get out with your backpack, and Lawton talking about how to get out and paddle. And so, we're just doing things just a little bit differently, but you can definitely still find us, find our guides, find our instructors on social media, still giving great tips and tricks.
Well, and Keith, you're one who's, I mean, you've had a lot of things taken away from you because you do a lot of rock climbing and there's not any of that going on now.
You know, unfortunately, you know, with, you know, we were just talking about, I think I was checking out their their social media site, and the Seneca Rocks Climbing School, who we do a lot of climbing with, I think they just opened up this past weekend. And, you know, it's one of those activities where you may think, oh, yeah, you'll be distant. You can keep your distance from everybody. But unfortunately, just the nature of it, you know, you find yourself, you know, on top of each other,
yeah.
you know, as you're trying to get through these various routes, and especially when you're out there doing multi-pitch type climbing. So it is. It's one of those situations where this will be a completely abnormal summer for many reasons. But that's just one of them. I mean, we normally have, you know, quite a few climbing classes at least every other weekend, really starting in March all the way through kind of the July timeframe until it starts getting a little bit too hot. And then this year, it'll just be completely different because it's one of those services that we typically provide and we typically do very well. And it's just really not happening right now. So yeah, we're flexing and trying to figure out, hey, what are some gaps that we need to fill and how do we fill those?
And he started teaching anchoring classes, impromptu, with individual customers in our shop. We've got these really cool rails that go down from one space to the next, and he's tying knots and hooking things up. And the staff and I were standing back watching him, and you could just see sort of a glimmer in his eye as he was excited.
Someday.
Teaching people about knots.
Someday again.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Well, you have to think that with a lot of things, that when a lot of things open up, I mean, people are just going to come in droves because they miss it.
Well, yeah, and that's actually one thing that we've seen on the sales side is, you know, we talked about it a little before, it's kind of like the supply chain disruption that has occurred simply because we do have a big customer demand for items like kayaks. But then on the flip side, we really can't get our hands on the supply.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's kind of soup to nuts. It's not, hey, I'm just going to go down, you know, and start supporting these businesses now that they're open back up. People kind of have to realize, and we're trying to get the information out there that, hey, yes, just because we were shut down, it's not just us, it's our manufacturers. We're focusing on making PPE. Now that they're getting back into production, some of them can't find the drivers in order to ship the goods from, you know, the manufacturer to the wholesaler, to the retailer. So it's one of those situations where, you know, we're kind of learning as we go. Everybody's really learning as they go and trying to figure out how can we maneuver our way through just even this supply chain disruption that's occurring.
And I think that's really, we talked about the focus on the outdoors, but I think that's another real positive thing that's coming out of 2020 is this hyper focus on local and people wanting to support local. They're seeing, you know, we've come in here and talk about small business all the time with you, Ted, and it's trying to put a face on the small business. Who's the owner? Who's the staff? Know them by name. And all of a sudden, people do. I mean, they're realizing that hey, we better start focusing on our local providers or they may not be here. And that's been the beauty of 2020, really, is hyper-focus on local and hyper-focus on the outdoors. And River Rock couldn't be more happy about that, for sure.
By the way, mission accomplished. A listener texted in, it is so uplifting to hear the fresh, exuberant voices of April and Keith, refreshing like the river itself.
Fantastic. So,
that's awesome.
We needed a show like this just to talk about this kind of thing.
Good to hear.
April Peterson and Keith Peterson here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
April Peterson and Keith Peterson here from River Rock Outfitter are our guests this morning. 215 William Street is where they're at, riverrockoutfitter.com. Paddleboard's a big thing for you, and I guess that's still going. I go over the bridge when I'm on the Blue Gray Parkway and we'll glance over, and I'm amazed on some of these nice days, the people that I see out with paddleboards.
Ted, the river is full. How funny is it? Like when we first, I don't know what year we started coming in talking to you, but forever ago, we talked about how no one understood they had a Rappahannock. I remember saying that.
Well, like, we had
that. Would pass over 95. And just like see the river, and they would keep going. And now that is not true. I mean, the river is packed with kayakers and people on stand-up paddleboards. In a good way, yeah. not in a bad way. I mean, it's community. There is an outdoor community here now that was not here when we opened in 2014. It just wasn't. And it's an amazing, fun group of people who are doing great things for our environment and trails. I mean, you can go, I keep saying Mott's Reservoir. I don't know why. It's one of my favorite spots. But Mott's, you can just see the growth in Mott's Reservoir from, you know, fairly well-maintained trails to now bridges and bridges over the water in the creeks for the mountain bikers and new hiking trails for family members. I mean, it's just up and down the river and in Fredericksburg and Stafford, there's just really cool things that people are doing. And it's this neat outdoor community. But I laugh when people come in asking for stand-up paddle boards because now we have to ask, what do you want to do? Are you wanting to do yoga? Are you wanting to do fitness? Are you wanting to do acrobatics? Yeah. Are you wanting to do racing? And who knew? I had somebody when we first opened, they're like, oh, why are you selling paddle boards? That paddleboard business is, you know, it's just a flash in the pan. Like, that's never going to last.
That was me. That's what I said to you.
And now look at it. I mean, it's amazing what people are doing on their stand-up paddle boards on the river. And so many instructors and really cool guides that can get you out there on a stand-up paddle board. It's just really fun, I think, to see the river being used and the way that it's being used.
And especially now with the weather, you know, I mean, we were just talking about this. It's, you know, here we are in the middle of June and the weather's just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
The water levels are fine. You know, it's a great time to go out there and actually give it a shot.
Yeah. Now you think about a couple of years ago when we seemed to have a flood every other week and you couldn't do a lot. Now, if everything has just turned out perfect.
I think the weather gods are realizing there's only so much people can take. And so they're giving us an amazing summer. We had an amazing spring.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, how cool it was and low humidity. And I mean, the humidity levels are going to be amazing this week. So, I mean, I think that that's really the message is families, get outdoors. If you have questions about where to go, you know, check out the local city sites, check out the state parks, check out Shenandoah National Park, or give River Rock a call and we'll tell you our favorite trail systems.
Be prepared if you bring your family, though, into River Rock. And let's just go in and talk a little bit. Everybody's going to start looking around and you're going to be walking out with a kayak or something.
It's a dangerous store. We tell everybody, it's like, it's a very dangerous store, but it's healthy habits. What else are you going to spend your money on? You might as well spend it on healthy habits.
It is. Well, this has truly been a fun show just to talk about this. These kind of things, and this is a great time of year to do it. And so now we'll get together again in a couple of months and continue this conversation. This really was a mission accomplished. Just to kind of talk about the outdoors because it just feels good. RiverRockOutfitter.com is the website. Again, you're at 215 William Street. You're not if you go down to Sophia Street, you're not there, but you haven't left. Just walk
two
up,
blocks
a,
up.
Just
blocks
walk up a couple of blocks, and you'll see it right across from the Fredericksburg Area Museum. RiverRockOutfitter.com. April Peterson and Keith Peterson, thank you both so much.
Yeah,
and
thank you
look
very
forward
much,
to having you back and continuing this conversation soon.
Awesome. Sounds thanks, good. Dad.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.